Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror, he is founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Good morning. How are you? It's been quite a morning so far.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it was a very tense morning. We were waking up for like 4:45, 5 morning, and we had like a couple of alarms, and unfortunately we had like 4 Israelis that lost their lives in Be'er Sheva during the last shooting of Iran. However, I do think that we have a lot of reasons to feel optimistic and to, I will not say celebrate because you are not celebrating a war, but to mention that we succeeded to defeat Iran. And like I explained, in some of our shows in the Middle East, it's a matter of a black or white. You lost or you won. And I think that all the Middle East realized that Israel won.
And it doesn't really matter if Iran decides that they have won. The reality is their nuclear program has been destroyed and their ballistic missile program has been, if not destroyed, well, certainly not destroyed because they fired this morning, but significantly damaged. Were those the main goals of this war?
Yeah, so Israel stated that we have a couple of goals. First of all, of course, massive destruction to the nuclear project. And it is not just the bombing on the three sites. It's bombing and destroying the knowledge, the elimination of the experts that are carrying this knowledge, the dismantle or destroying the missile, the long-range missile project, and unfortunately we have seen in the last 12 days how damage they can cause, although that only like 5% of the missile succeeded to hit, but it caused a terrible damage. So those were like the two main goals, and it was like another two minor goals, but none of them was to eliminate the Iranian regime. Now, it is important what the Iranian regime said, but it is a part of his psychological warfare. More important is not what the IDF said, is what the people in the Middle East says. And you can see it all over the social media, from Iraqian and from Syrian, people that do not appreciate Israel, people that you cannot blame them that they are Zionists. They are all laughing on Iran. They are all saying the same. Iran is not a huge threat like we used to think. Iran should be punished. The people of Hezbollah, that organization that Iran sponsored for years, they wasn't a part of this war, and they are now frustrating from the fact that when they were defeated, Iran didn't launch any missiles. So now they are realized that they were only pioneers in this war. So I think that the Middle East saw the change. I think that the leaders of Europe saw that Iran is not such a, they are bullies, but they are not so strong. I remind you that they threat that they will shut down, that they will shut down
The Strait of Hormuz.
They did. So again, a lot of psychological warfare in the battlefield, very, very poor abilities. And I think that this is the most important issue. First of all, we never know what will happen in a couple of days by the Iranian people. Well, they realize that Iran is not strong. And the fact that, yes, it has been a ceasefire agreement signed. However, I remind you that also in Lebanon, we have a ceasefire with Hezbollah and the IDF continue to attack. So if the same model will be with Iran and the IDF proves that it's very simple to reach to Iran, I think that the Middle East will have a wonderful days in the future.
Has the ceasefire come into effect from Israel's side? Because initially it was this time and then 6 hours. Is it in effect? What is the actual situation right now?
So right now, what we know, and again, there is plenty of rumors and, you know, tweets from President Trump and the facts that until like 7:30, 7:45, it was still ongoing shooting from the Iranian side. The fact is the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, declared like 30 minutes ago that Israel accepting the ceasefire and we achieved the goals of the war. Now, if you achieve the goal of the war, there isn't any reason to continue that. Probably if the IDF would have like another 48 hours, probably they could have caused more damages. However, the politicians had the decision while watching the wide perspective of this war, understanding that the achievements are big enough in order to stop it. So this is the reality for today. Still in Israel, we are like under, I will not say an alert, but there is a tension. We don't know whether it will be more launches. Of course, if it will be, IDF and the Prime Minister said that Israel will react. But so we are still, I think, for the next couple of hours, we will be still next to the shelters, not inside. We are walking, we are doing our things, but we are still like on attention and ready to any reaction from the Iranian regime. And I remind you one more detail that according to what has been published, when Iran stopped the shooting, Israel had still another 12 hours.
Yes.
It can continue. So
yes,
you never know whether the IDF Air Force will strike Iran in like 3 hours. I don't know that. So it might be another 24 hours of attention, but I think that this war is on the way to the end, and I think that we can start to conclude it.
Right. The fact that this war, this part of the war ends, does this mean that Iran's proxies, well, you've mentioned Hezbollah, who didn't come to Iran's support, the only one left really is are the Houthis. Do we know anything about where they are in this?
So according till now, we don't know. We know that the Houthis were a small part. I remind you that the Houthis before the war were launching almost every 48 hours. During these 12 days of war, they launched, I think, one time or two times. So there wasn't like any collaboration. I think that the defeat of the Iranian, the understanding now, you have to understand something. Iran lost a lot of money in this war. It means that buildings in Iran headquarters had been destroyed, missiles has been destroyed. So the first priority for the Iranian regime will be to invest the money in the country inside. I'm not speaking like the municipality of Tel Aviv that will invest money in order to rebuild the houses of the civilians. I'm talking about actual threat to themselves. They will have to rebuild their headquarters, means that they will have less money to share with their proxies. And with all due respect to ideology, when you don't have money, when you are not being sponsored, when you realize that your boss has been defeated, I think that the Houthis and the other proxies around the world will consider, will be thinking two times or three times before entering to another war, that the consequences will be expected. They will be defeated. The IDF proves that in the last year and a half, we are defeating every one of the proxies they are trying to launch against us.
That is absolutely incredible when we look back, and we certainly will do an analysis over the next few days to see what has been achieved over this period. Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, and he is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Thank you, as always, for bringing us this information. Israel-Iran ceasefire. What is the latest?